We begin the current daf mesech this vachem daf mem zayin. Begin on the basic and testmat. Begins in the word gemara. Elam elam nestraf na abei sadashin. So that both of these, all the different types of yom kippur and of the nestrafim, they are burnt in the place of the ashes. Now Pirshakundrasha explains what are we referring to? The par yom kippurim. That how do we know regarding the bull of yom kippurim that it's burnt abei sadashin? So he says that also make kesher the par helm. We learn it out from exereshav from a hekesh from comparison of the par helm. Kadam be perik b'sham like the gemara said in daf lam tesim and after the end of Rashi the maschil nesof and abes adoshin when it says lapar is a par yom kippurim and you have that pasig the par helm. So you have a hekesh comparing the two of them, and that's how you know that it's burnt abes adoshin, which is out of the three machnas. So it says a potem, you can say, wait a second, how is that possible? But in Dava, Lama Behekish, but you can't have something that itself was Lama Behekish, Chazam Lama Behekish, go and teach what Hekish. Now, Par Hel Magufe likes it, Be El Beis Adeshin. How are you learning out, Par Yom Kippurim, from Par Helim, that it's burnt like this halacha of the Mishnah and the Sof and Beis Adeshin? It doesn't say that it's Me'ubi Par Koin Mashiach Hasitz. That's actually from Par Koin Mashiach, Kedachsib Par Helim, like it says, Amikar Dalat, Kasha Sarf, as a Par Harishin, which what's Hapar, the first one. V'hainu hekesh, that's a hekesh. K'may b'shachad achatzes b'makam ha'ayla, when it says, even though it's explicit in the pasuk, but when it says you slaughtered the chatzes in the place of ayla, the kar lehekesh lekaman, that we find more later enough in Mechas Ma'av calls that a hekesh. So if par helim itself is learned from hekesh, how could you go learn that to par yomikipurim from a hekesh? That's Tosfos' question. Now, according to Rashi on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Afina Par Yom Kippurim, that he says you learn that for Par Yom Kippurim le'es bedam atfil these three halachas me Par Koyin Mashiach. And if that's the case, name so you should say the Mitzinu Lameilav Nami Yisrael Beis Adashin. So then you should also be able to learn out regarding the burning of the ashes from that source itself that Rashi brings over there. V'tavla Koyin this is Bali Badam. That pasuk is by Par Koyin Mashiach, not by Par Helm Davar. It's just because the two of them are compared to each other, so it's like as if it's direct now. So Par Yom Kippurim can learn the halachas from the Par Koyin Mashiach. So that's the thing, based on that Rashi, you can make sense of what we're saying over here. It's that hekesh, you learn the Par Yom Kippurim, also the halacha, Shreva Beis Adashin from Par Koyin Mashiach. So that would make sense according to Rashi. But according to Rabbeinu Tam over there, he can't learn out from the hekesh. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say that. He says it's not from Par Koyin Mashiach. It's from the pasuk similar by Par Helm Davar. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that would be difficult. So B'Yashem says we can say is the ikka tri hekesh with Par Helm is actually two hekeshes that it says by the par helam. You have also kasha also lapar. The shinim neperik b'shamay over there that ze par koyin mashiach. Bein laka b'azoyis whether that to say that it's critical by the zoyis ki mashiach and bein like mori yaseres ashtay klois the par helam and mashiach. Hu adin the nigmar le'in yisreifas the seifa par helam and mashiach. So these two times that you compare par koyin mashiach to par helam davar one time is a hekesh. Of like we said, Vasla Parka, Shasla Parachat. That's from that the Gemara learns out that you're missing by the Parhelm Dava, any one of the Azois, that you said by Parka Mashiach, it's going to be Pasla. And you also learn out from that Hekish that you have to burn the Parhelm Dava, the Yisrael Sushteha Kloyas, the way that says within the part of Parka Mashiach. Now the second time is compared to Parhelm Dava, the Parka Mashiach, that says, Tais Vichihadr Bechasta Parhelm Makasha Saraf. So, so now that, as we said, when you repeat something a second time, so that's not necessary, because you could learn out Par Helm Davar through the first hekesh. But you could say that it's repeating it to consider as if it's written by Par Helm Davar, and therefore now you could learn out Yom Kippurim from the hekesh. That's one pshat. Another part you could say is Hodin Nesraf and Chutz L'Gimel Machnas. This is burnt out of three camps. Yalav Lakaman, the Gemara learns later in the Sefer Tefillah Yom, and the Kofheim Abayz, and the Chsiv Tlas al Machutz Lamachna. It says three times al Machutz Lamachna. Shlishes, to tell you that it's out of three camps. Ekasa Bekulu, if it says by all of them. Venzel Kegilu Milsa Ba'alma, and it's just revealing the Machutz Lamachna, the Chosam Machol Chad Bechad, Bemachna Shlishes Kama. It's telling you All three are similar, and each one is coming to say out of another machna, and it's coming to teach you out of all three camps. Okay, halka chasse shabbat parim kippurim par helim vayata lehasa mechutz machna dechsev parim kippurim the rabbanon lemelchot to tell you kippin shetz mechutz machna achas hasayifem etam begadim. So, what Tais is saying is that. You tell me that the every mechutz la'machne means out of the three machnas, and you know that gila milsa from the other ones. So then it's as if the place of the shreif was already mefurish by parhal medaber. So now you could go back and teach the parim kippurim with a hekesh. And that's really what you see in the gemara over there. The parim kippurim you learn out the halacha of shreif ve'sadeshin from a different source. Which according to Tais is the Parhelm Davar, and not what it says by itself, but it's Parachatas v'Serachatas that Yitzel Mechutz Amachna, because the Gemara, they consider this pasuk superfluous for a drasha. The Rabban learned not from it that burning the par and the sar, I'm a time of the begadim, when you take it out of the Machna, according to B'Shem, you learn like Gezer Shava, the Paraduma, that it gets burnt like them out of the Chutz Amachnas, L'mezracha Shal Yerushalayim. So that's what Tais says, that Olur B'Shemin, like Gezer Shava. Lamed mipara to learn from para. Makan shalosh machnas, aval halam shalosh machnas. Malal mezuchah shal Yerushalayim. That's the main thing. Avkan mezuchah shal Yerushalayim to the east of Yerushalayim. Ami of Beis Hadeshin, but regarding Beis Hadeshin, vaday kasha. That's for sure difficult. Why? Because in hish shalosh machnas have a command of sebegufe Beis Hadeshin like sebegufe. So Tais is bothered. He says, okay. So what are you going to say? Mechutz machne teaches that only the burning of the parhelm davar should be out of the three machnas, and that you could learn out as we're answering, but it doesn't teach us there has to be tafka in the Beis Hadeshin, so you still need the parhelm davar to teach the specific from bar kohen mashiach through a hekesh. But that's the case, so you can't go chayzim lamdi like we said in the hekesh to par yom kippurim. That's the Tais's kasha is on that specific details. Because the efshe chutz l'gil machnas shleib b'makom deshin, maybe it's not in the place where the ashes are. V'mkinen, but that's the case. Hadabai makam deshin. That halacha, b'dava lam behekesh. That's learned from hekesh. V'nechaz malam behekesh. You can't go to teach with hekesh. So the Tais is b'shema gamze chashav gil mosav amahi. Maybe that's same idea. That reveals in all the places that it says mechutz machne, it means the same place, which is the place of the shefach deshin. One of the three pesukim that mentions chazamachna is the pasuk that discussed regarding taking out the ashes. And so he's teaching the chol ha-nisrafin, chutz l'sholosh machnas, nisrafin beveis ha-deshin. So therefore that answered the question. Hashto aseh shapes, sir, the imi kippurim, the le'iskish le-parhelim. It's not really comparing to parhelim. And therefore parhelim dabuk, you could go and teach to parim kippurim, or the hekesh. And says Tais is or inami, or additionally, kulu yalfinan beis hadesh gzer shava mechutz amachna. No, learn that the beis hadesh gzer shava mechutz amachna mekayin mashiach, and you're probably not learning the halacha safe from parham davar hekesh. Rather, also Parham Davar, and also Parham Kippurim, they're all learning out this from Parham Mashiach, with Gzeir Shava, the fact that it says, Be'ol, the Mechutz HaMachna. And it says, Ve'in Lefarish, don't explain, Dasim Rebuya, the Chattas Chattas, where they say, Be'parv HaSosh Mekippurim, which, as Tais brings, the Dashin L'Kamam Mesev HaTarevus. The Gemara says later in the Pegim Lam'alv, says, Be'spar HaChattas V'asir HaChattas, Yitzim Mechutz HaMachna B'sarfai. So the question, Matam Alim HaChattas, the Braisa, the Gemara brings later on Machlekes Tanoim in the Braisa, where it says by the part so Shem Kippurim says it's para hachatos v'sir hachatos. According to Behuda, so what does this mean? So the words chatos are extra. It comes to include the other nisraf from Parak Mashiach, Parak Modavis, Yabat Zara, and the words within the Braisa is that because you're not really learning out anything. Only the par v'sam yekipurim that they get burnt on Beis Hadeshin, that the matam begadim, the other nisrafim, how do you know? So it says, chatas. So that's what it says, matam l'mechatas chatas, yachol,
our thing, that, oh, you only have the halacha of the garments being tummy and being burnt on the, with ashes, el buvad. Only these. So that's what Tesis is saying, that Dal Karchan is something that is of Esedeshin Kathinis. So you have to say that, what is that Tesis addressing and saying, they don't learn out from there. That must be parenthetical. The whole Iker Al Shevach Hadeshin, the primary Al Shevach Hadeshin, the Parakim Mashiach Ksiv, is actually written by Parakim Mashiach. So you see the opposite, that the Iker Halacha is by Parakim Mashiach, not to learn out from it. So rather, Ella says, "Taisis mishum tam begodim nakan." It's for the other halacha of burning the contaminated garments. The like said, "Where it doesn't say by them," and that's Rebbe is saying that parenthetical we say also the halacha nisrafim bezadashin, but that doesn't mean to say that's where you know the other nisrafim from. And v'chei mechiach the Rebbe Meir poligalah. We see Rebbe Meir disagrees. But coming, he says, "Ain't it tzarach? Oh no, you don't need." Regarding all those that have a toman inside, shasarfen, that you burn them, and metam begadim, they contaminate the garments. So you see that really his primary drush was regarding tumas begadim, because Meir disagrees and says you don't have to learn out tumas begadim from other nisrafim. The next words chatas, because you can learn out straight from the pasuk. Ashu hubez dam lechaper kodesh, and he doesn't even mention Allah on the stuff in bez.
And but Tosis says that actually the shema may be a different approach. Kihicha the yolof midibui the chatas, just to learn from the extra words chatas. Thomas begotten bekulu. We learn out that all of them have Thomas begotten bepar besosh mikipurim. So you could say that the other way around too. Achinami have a yolof minayu mahudibui yagufei beis hadeshen mepar besor shel yemikipurim. So what you do mean to say is the Parabasoy Mikipurim teach through that Rebuy Tumas Begadim to the other Nisrafim, and the other Nisrafim learn enough from that Rebuy, the Halacha of Nisrafim Bez Adeshin, to the Parasar of Yom Kippurim.
Next test master, beginning with the words of Gemara, Manasina Ba'asma Shal Kain, that just like the putting on the body is done with the Kain, so too is going to be that the Kabbalah is going to be with the Kain himself. Now, Peshbar Kuntras Rashi explains where do you see this? Nasib, Ezbar Gabishem, from the fact that says the finger by the oil wheel of Dami now, and you learn the blood from that. So that teaches us, now by extension, that comparing the sin in the Lakicha, so to the Kabbalah. So it says, that's a wonder, because it came, that's the case, how about Kishim Ibn Yaab? So you're learning comparing, one thing from another, which is Ibn Yaab, Shem and Adam, to the halacha of. You're saying that that's a bin Avin, and then the Matan Dam, the Kabbalah Dam are hekish in the same pasuk. But when come on my boy, the Gemara actually later on the Nafim and Alf asks a question. What I mean, this seems to be clear, right? That yeah. So it says, when it appears to me, Lakichim in the scene and Nami have a bin Av. Not true. We're not learning out like Rashi says, like from a hekish. A bin Av is as a comparable, but Yelfinim in the scene the Didei, and we're learning it out from its own the scene. Voluminousin the Dishar Kabbanas, not from other Kabbanas, which is, and if we're saying, yeah, like what's called a Mamatzin, we say, okay, like, Shem and Dam should be the same. And then we say that, okay, and Lakich and the Sinah should be the same. And Lakhamon Amrin, and later on the Gemara tells the Afin Shabbat, Bin Yab, Bin Yab, says Baruch, that, yeah, you can learn out a Bin Yab from a Bin Yab, and therefore that's why that makes sense. Like just not to begin the words of the Gemara, Lakich, Balokach, Amidam, Ha'oshram, Ba'atzma Shalkain. So too, the Kabbalah, and the Shamatzairam, has to be with the kain himself, just like the nesina is done with the kain. So it says, "Tim, it's a wonder because the bechatis namik sir bechatis." It says, "Vikadal b'lokach v'nasan." It says these two words. Then we don't say, "Oh, just like the placing is with the kain himself, with his finger, which he does." After lekicha b'asma shel kain, so too the receiving is with asma shel kain. Why here don't we say that? So it says, "No, b'shem hachadorish." Maybe over here by the ashram we specifically darshan by the ashram itself, the miyater, because you have an extra one. Because it says ashra v'ani, two different types of karbanis, whether he's poor or wealthy, and that extra one is teaching us. This idea. Now, I've got to tell you, from the first one, it's not true because the first one we wouldn't darshan like by Chatas, right? Abbasra, someone is really relying on the second one. Now, since it appears to me that actually the bechatas ksiv alokach medamachatas beetzboi v'nosan. It says the kohen takes from the blood of the with his finger and he places it. Simkain, if that's the case, lav beyod the mekabel. So obviously he's not receiving with his hand because the etzbo leafshalakabel. You can't receive. It says etzbo, but they can't receive with your finger. Elakarchin beklikama. Rather, must be it's being done with a vessel. Beetzboi hainit the avet oisin lesvas mizrik. And the word finger means that you must make an edge for the edge of the bowl. Kedam leil pekshen, as the gemara already explained in the stuff chabdal menalf. Ba'ashem lekeisiv etzba. By the ashem doesn't say with his finger. So therefore, it could be with his hand. Mashem the late name of Lokach Betzboi, and so why do you need both drushes then? So that you shouldn't say Lokach means with his finger. Hein b'tavol davka. That's that you would say maybe it means dipping in. B'lemayr b'kabbalah. It's not Tumah receiving Lokach. It's a gzeres shava. That's why you needed another limit of the gzeres shava. The gemarim bika chatzidom es magonis. But teres koinim says baruch that you needed that to tell you that you have an actual kabbalah. Like you learn that from Nagonis, and therefore that's what we're saying that it's going to be done with his hand. So without the gezer shabbi, you would say that what says belokach hakoyin medamachatis betzboi, it means to be toivel his finger letzoyach matanis. But that's the case. Kabbalat adam doesn't have to be in this pasuk. So we're saying gezer shabbi by chatos, then it means for kabbalat adam, like we learn that from that of the oyla. Because what was bothering Tais was that Tais can be darshan that the chatos requires the vessel from gezer shabbi lekicha. And but didn't we just say that belokach coming demachatis, the word betzboi already tells you that you need a clue what you need gezer shabbi for. Let's test out the beginning words. Gemara machatos tuna kli b'chulu. Just like we know the kabbalat adam by Hashem Metzer requires a kli because it says by the Hashem Metzer kachatz ashamu the shachat requires a kli by kabbalat adam so too is the Hashem Metzer. Now Pirush Rukan Drashi explains the afin lekicha lekicha. How do we know this? Because we say shava but there's koinim where ksiv it says bechata v'lokach koin medam achatas ksiv oil asina it says by the carbon oil by hasina because my shachat se adam v'yisem magonis just like over there the lekicha was with poles like magonis so too by the chatas. So it says about Timon, now that's one, because I believe Dabalam and Begzer Shava. This is something that's learned from Begzer Shava, as you're learning out from Balakach. And the problem is Chizim Lam Bekesha. Now using it to teach a Hekesh, the Kachatas HaAsham, which is learning out now to Asham. Now the problem is the Boyi Lakaman, this is a question later on of Nunim and Av, Boyi and it's not resolved. Laman the Amabasa Malamad, at least according to the one that says you go based on the Malamad, not the Lamad. Now, but says Taisis, however, bechinam pish bekuntris, it's for nothing that Rashi explains, meaning on this point, anyways, says Tosis, it's for nothing that he's saying, diofin lekicha lekicha, that we learn that from the gzeres shava. Why? Because lekamam sev dam chatas, like more later on, the psa design, the biz mashma, sounds like, the asib hekesha, we actually learn from a hekesh, the zeisa taira. Where in the pasuk it says all the carbonus over there, we say with mezivchah shalmet zibur, learn from a carbon shlamim. The comment that we say my oil tuna kli, just like a oil requires a vessel. Av kol tuna kli, they all require a vessel. Now my kli, what's a vessel? Ilim and mizrik, mezivchah shalmet zibur namik ziv says vayikach moishachat zedom yosav agon is pirish. We keep in the heart the isket kul shlamim. So since they're all compared to shlamim, the high courage is written that pasuk. But if in meneh we learn it from there, meneh hasam ma shlamim mefaglim mespaglim. Just like shlam that it creates pigul and becomes pigul, so kli nami telef mishlam. So the halacha vessel should also be in the shlam. Thus, nami shlam habesina because they also had a shlam over there. So therefore, what you see from that gemara is that chatas is also in those kabbanas that was compared over there, and it's also learned from this hekesh to require kli, and therefore you don't need this gezerish over the rashi being to learn from oile sinai. You learn from that pasuk of all kachim being compared. And Zivcha Shamit Sibir is one of those that requires a vessel just like them. So therefore you don't need this Gezer Shabbat. But however, so to say the truth is, it's still Kasha Adayin, it's still difficult because that it doesn't answer our question on Rashi. That would be Lama Behekish. So okay, so this is something learning from Hekesh, like you're saying from Zivcha Shamat Tzibah, that's all in the same pasuk. Problem is, when the Chayzim Lam Hekesh, it still can't go teach a Hekesh to Asham. So how are we understanding this drasha of the different Maschul Tesis? So it says here, something you can say is that who Hekesh to Bezis at Torah. Truth is that Hekesh says there because Nami Asham. Asham is also written over there. Beiskish Kamayshal Shlamim. So it's also compared to Shlamim. Chal Hashem is Bechlal, and all Hashem is included. Even Hashem Tzara, that's really where I know it from. Oh, but so what do you mean? Aren't you learning it from Chatas? No, the Havamina. But I would have thought to say the Ma'ite Krama Kabbalas Kli that the pasuk is excluding from a similar vessel. But Nidish when we should darshan biyad the Ba'at Mishal Koyin has to be with the Koyin himself. Hilkach Asa Kachatas Asham. So we need the Kachatas Asham like Lui just to reveal the Loi Ba'akas of Leitziyim Kabbalas Kli. Like, it's not coming to say it totally doesn't require. It just needs both. But really, it's learning out, not really from Chatas, really learning out straight from Shlam. But then it says, of course, it's difficult because. Why do you need the Gzereshava of Lekicha Lekicha? Leil of Kul Mishlam, when you learn all from Shlam, like we explained. Yeshua Medigzeh is the Chatas Yafin Mishlamim, the Kabbalah is Kli. Chatas learned from Shlamim for receiving from the vessel, Mekesha from the Hekesh. Gzereshava Lekicha Lekicha, what do you need that for? So it says, it's what you need it, Mehebi Kaman, the Chzibegufe, the Chatas, because when you repeat something twice, like as if it were written in Parsha Chatas itself. Ah, v'adi afina asham echatas be'ekesh dekachatas asham. Now you can learn out asham from Chatas. And to suggest a question, b'legamin mikra asham eshlam and be'ekesh dezisatara. Why not? Why not learn straight? Okay, the afina in the pigle like we learn regarding pigle because if that's the case, gzeir shabd l'kich l'kich l'amali. Then what do you need that for? So it comes out that asham is yeah right. It's not learning out kli from the hekesh dezisatara. As you obviously see. Evidently, from the fact that you have this Gezer Shaba, rather Chatas learns out from Shlomim and from the Gezer Shaba Kicha Lekicha and of Zesater because repeating it, and it's like it's written explicitly, and now you can go and learn out Ashmat Torah from a Hekesh.